Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am your host, Matt Trudell, and with me, like always...
American food enthusiast, Alex Baker.
Sebastian Merrick.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great, good. Man.
World Cup's over, so I just got one more week to talk about it, and I'm good.
Oh, we're going to talk a little bit about your CFL today.
How about CFL?
Just briefly.
Oh, what's the news?
I'm not going to talk about it right now because it's at the very end of the list.
I'm going to look at the paper now.
How about Joe Jimenez being the only All-Star for your Tigers?
Hey, our first relief pitcher selected to the All-Star game since Jose Valverde.
Do you think he actually deserved it? Or
they should put Castellanos in. He's the guy.
I love how every week y'all just randomly start somewhere.
Yeah.
Sebastian's like, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about Joe Jimenez.
Can we start with the World Cup, darn it?
Can I see the paper?
No, you cannot see the paper. I didn't know because
you
then you're
going to... see it now because he wants to see it so bad.
Can we just stay on task? Let's talk about the World Cup. World Cup, we had two games host. That we have to talk about. Yes, host. that might be the title of this week's episode.
It should.
No, we got plenty of time. You have plenty of ridiculous things left to say in this hour.
Factual things.
Like last week.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about the last two games, the third place game and the final of the World Cup. Did you watch both?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't.
Of course. So just sit there and enjoy. Third place game. What were your thoughts on that?
It was all right. I mean, it wasn't any more than I expected.
What was your feelings on England starting 11?
I mean, for a third place game, whether you do your starters or backups or a mix, I don't really have a problem
analyzing
it.
Like, I don't...
It depends how you feel. Like, do you actually want to win it, or do you want to like reward your, like the backups for?
Well, I get that, but like to me, England ran with. You can put backups in, but a lot of their decisions were stupid. Raheem Sterling starting was dumb. Having their whole midfield essentially be defensive midfielders was dumb. Especially when that's fine if you want to park the bus, but if you want to attack, like.
Well, maybe that's not what they wanted to do.
That's what they did pretty much all, that from the start. They were trying to pressure, and I'm like, they don't have these guys that can... Look what happened in the second half. They put Rashford and Lingard in, and then they finally started getting some headway and actually threatening. But they, when they were sitting there with... oh, my God, was it Loftus-Cheek? And
he's a solid player, actually.
He's a solid player, just not for the position that they played him in that day. In my opinion, he kept getting up that side and then he would lose control of it and kick it out for a goal kick every time. Like, I like the guy as much as you do, but like, that's not helping the team.
It's fair. I mean, it's a third place game.
Hold on. So, to you, third or fourth place, it doesn't really matter.
To be honest, no.
Why?
I mean, did you win? I'm in favor of just abolishing that game.
Why?
Because there's no point in playing it. It's Why? Like a friendly.
What's the beef in it?
It's just they only play it for money.
Okay. There's a lot of things we only play for money. The whole Browns organization is just there for money. They clearly don't care about winning or success.
Hey,
it's all right. Y'all have the most stacked roster in the whole entire AFC North.
Best third down back.
Best third down running back.
One of the best third down running backs.
Anywho, that's actually going to be the title so far. That's the title of the episode currently.
Go ahead, man.
Best third down running back in the league.
One of the best third down.
Come on. All right. So, I don't have no beef with a third place game.
What's the point of playing it?
Because Belgium had a chance to be the greatest team in Belgium history, and they did it. What's your beef with that? Why is that? I understand that a lot of your teams have been bottom dwellers for years.
A fifth place game, a seventh place game.
I don't think that's necessary. But you get into the semifinals, but what's the beef? We got an extra day of soccer.
Okay, that's fair. But I mean, don't you think those teams want to just go home?
Belgium didn't seem like they wanted to go home. The only one that seemed like they really wanted to go home on that team was Lukaku. Everybody else, De Bruyne was balling out of control. Hazard was balling out of control.
Well, according to you, England wanted to go home with the way their formation
was. I don't think they wanted to go home. I just think he was misguided. Like, I think they set up a team to defend Belgium's stars, but then they, instead of just trying to defend, they tried to push and push and push, and I thought that was stupid. I really did. I thought that was a dumb approach to the game. You gotta, Belgium lines up with three defenders. You have to punish them on that. You don't have to reward them by putting in defense. That's stupid, in my opinion.
It's fair enough.
And as soon as they put in Rashford and Raheem Sterling, Mr. Raheem Tiptoe Sterling,
he had a bad tournament, for sure.
He had a terrible tournament.
He didn't score, but he's still a top quality player.
He's a top quality player. I do agree with that. Not in the World Cup, though. I don't think he should be on England next go around.
This year was.
I don't think he should be there next time.
Oh, come on.
Why? Do you think he's? Do you think when Rashford's 4 years older,
that doesn't mean he doesn't. Whether he starts or not, he's one of the best 23.
I don't know. Some guys just aren't meant to play for their international club.
Oh my goodness.
He has 2 goals ever for England. In over 40 caps. Okay. Tell me that's not embarrassing.
Yeah, it for sure.
For
it's
a guy
not good.
Who's paid to
he's
score goals.
He's one of the best wingers in the Premier League.
Agreed, just not in the World Cup or international play.
So we're just going to judge him based off one World Cup
Hold on. Am I wrong by saying that there's players that excel in club level and don't do good internationally, vice versa? Of course. He's just one of those guys. Why should we even give him a chance? England might have made it further if they didn't waste so much time with him.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's one.
They lost to Croatia, bro. After Croatia played more than 2 hours.
You love Croatia.
I love Croatia. I do. I love Croatia. I have no beef with Croatia. But, they played a significant amount of more soccer and are older than England. And they somehow found a way to beat England. Come on.
Well, they also have experienced Croatia that England does not. England's one of the youngest teams there.
If they wouldn't have had Raheem Sterling, maybe things would have been different.
Raheem Sterling will
you
be
mean,
fine.
Nah. He'll be fine. He'll be flying.
And
in
I can't
play.
Believe you have me defending Raheem Sterling.
Oh, you'd love Raheem.
I cannot believe you have
years.
Me doing this. Wow.
He just doesn't fit what they want to do. And I think it made no sense starting him in that game. It didn't. It made no sense taking Lingard out of not starting Lingard. Lingard had one of the best tournaments for England.
He probably wanted to see if Sterling could get a goal, which obviously he didn't. And he probably just wanted to give his backups a chance, and the reason Harry Kane played was he wanted to try to get Harry Kane the golden boot keep the golden boot, which he did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a lot of individual. It's not necessarily I don't think he picked this team based off necessarily trying to win, no matter what. I think it's kind of like a personal, individual thing, why he picked this team the way he did.
Well, it was a terrible decision. And maybe England's okay with top fours, but, real soccer fans would have wanted
a third-place finish. You gotta agree, though, they had a very successful World
Cup. They had a great one. I mean, their only negative thing that happened was Raheem Sterling and not winning the cup. But, I mean, no one expected them to win.
Right.
So, I mean, I think they outperformed. I think they're going to be a force to reckon with in the future. They should move on from Raheem Sterling on the international team, in my honest opinion. Dude, he doesn't even whip the ball into the box. All he does is tiptoe and kick it into shins. That's all he does. What do you, like, That used to be my biggest problem with Marcus Rashford. The only issue is Marcus Rashford was 19. Like,
Raheem Sterling, how old is Raheem Sterling?
23, 24.
He's not old.
He's old enough to know that doesn't work.
He'll be in his prime by the time in the next World Cup.
He will be not, hopefully not on that team. Or a bench player at best.
He will definitely be on that team. He would have to have a complete drop off.
It'll be a darn shame.
He'd have to play his World Cup. The World Cup tournament he just had, he'd have to play like that for Man City. And then Man City would have to sell him to like a Stoke or a West Brom. Or a Burnley.
I don't think he's. The thing is that with the team that they have coming up, apparently their U17 and U20 team is both very promising teams.
Correct.
So, are you going to kick Rashford off for Sterling?
No.
So Sterling's got to go.
You're not gonna kick either of them off. You won't. It's simple. Mm. Jesse Lingard, maybe.
Why? Why you hate on Lingard? Lingard's underrated.
He's better than Sterling. He's not better than Sterling is.
He had a better tournament than Sterling.
That's true. He had a way better tournament than Sterling.
A lot better.
A lot of people had a way
Sterling
better tournament.
Can't just handle the world. He's fine in the Premier League when he's being held up by his super stacked team, but apparently
and
he's
England's
just
not a super stacked team.
Apparently not stacked enough. With actual goal scoring talent,
they have one of the best goal scorers, if not the best goal scorer.
One person in the world. Agreed. One person. But how'd that work for Portugal? When you only have one person scoring goals,
look at Portugal's defense. Look at Portugal's defense.
You look at Croatia and
when
France.
You have Pepe and Fonte,
okay,
and the center backs.
But you look at Croatia and France and how they distributed goals throughout this tournament, and then you see where England ended up, where majority.
Well, France is just. Top quality. Croatia.
Top quality. Dark horse.
They won.
Dark horse.
I knew you were going there.
Did I tell you I sent him the Katy Perry song?
Oh, yeah.
On did. Saturday? he said, chill. That was fun. And then I sent him a picture of Black Stallion. That was a movie from when I was a kid. You might not remember that. Anywho, do you want to talk about this final?
Sure. Talk about the game that matters and it's not friendly.
I mean, they were pretty friendly to each other. There wasn't many issues. What were your thoughts on the game?
Great. Well, it was a great game.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought we got 6 goals.
I'd say 5.5.
I would say 4. I would say 4.
So, obviously, Lloris's howler.
It was horrible.
And then what's the other one?
I would just say, I mean, I do agree that it was a PK, but, like, you know.
Fair enough.
PKs aren't goals to me, you know? It's like an intentional walk. Unless you're Colombia. Oh, that hurt. I thought it was a great game. I thought, you know, when France got the lead, I was like, well, Croatia's been playing down this whole time, you know, and they came back and tied it up. That Perisic goal was nasty. But you just knew that. And Pogba, man, I hope Pogba takes what happened in the World Cup and brings it back to Man United. I really do.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, wouldn't you?
No.
He was a... If you were a man, not if you're a Liverpool fan, obviously, but I mean, if you're a Man United fan and you saw how well Pogba did, I'm glad he got his goal because, you know, even though you know how casual fans are.
I think a big factor of the game that no one's talking about, Croatia was honestly gassed.
They were gassed, and I thought.
They played 90 extra minutes plus 3 penalties.
They said it was over 2 hours more than France had played.
Right.
But here's the other thing. One thing that I give France all the credit in the world to is they did a great job of getting Vrsaljko out of the game. Vrsaljko only had a few crosses in the game and almost...
Go ahead.
And you and I discussed last week about how important he is to their team.
I think another thing, though, that I think the key to France winning, they had Mbappe running on Strinic.
They did.
Which is...
Yep.
I don't know if you can name a worse matchup for Croatia.
I mean, really...
Mbappe running on a 34, 35-year-old fullback that plays in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Good luck. 19 years old. He might be the best player in the world soon. I mean, that guy's just a
dude.
Freak.
He's so fast. And when he's getting service from Poe, like a couple of those passes that
I'm
he
glad
got
he
out.
Had the World Cup he did that, so he got the attention he deserves.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people know he was great for a while, but this World Cup confirmed it.
He's
19 years old.
Shout out to Croatia, though. A relatively young country in the world has two top three finishes in their entire existence.
Mm-hmm.
And Mexico can't get out of the round of 16. And the United States can't even qualify. Someone told me the other day that the United States...
Well, Mexico had to play Brazil.
Dude, you're the first or last, okay? A lot of people thought that... That Brazil was going to get Belgium out of there. It didn't happen.
It's true. But Belgium would also knock out Mexico.
Oh, I mean, I think a lot of people would knock out Mexico. I think Mexico has a similar problem to the United States of America. Is they don't send their players the correct places in club play. They just don't.
I think it's bigger than that. To be honest with you, I think that's a small problem, but I think the biggest problem is the academies. They're not
academies. Also, the fact that they play in CONCACAF, where you could put
like the U.S. doesn't even care about soccer that much.
Yeah,
they don't. So you see kids playing football, basketball, baseball.
It's more money.
Well, of course, yeah.
I mean, look at how terrible the MLS is, and they can't even play on a real man's pitch. You know.
Hey, Audi Field, man.
Stop. Season ticket holder, Sebastian.
I'm not a season ticket holder. Maybe for the Columbus Crew, but not
maybe
for...
Maybe for the Columbus Crew. So, clearly, France is going to be here for a while. They're going to probably be, if not the favorite, one of the favorites for the next World Cup. I think they have to be. I think they were... Them ranked seventh in the world was just ridiculous, in my opinion, when you look at that roster.
How old is Griezmann? Griezmann's going to be like 30, 31, 32.
Yeah.
Mbappe will be 23.
I know. That's all. Yeah. And Pogba will be...
Pogba will be around 30,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Who else? They have more.
Martial will probably make the team the next go-around.
They probably won't even play, though. Which shows how stacked they are.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Who's he going to play over?
No, you're right. Unless he learns to play another position.
Or unless he leaves Manchester United to actually play somewhere.
Don't get me wrong. One of my biggest beefs is he started on with Mourinho. He had a great beginning of the year last year, and then they just gave up on him. Mourinho does that. He's pretty fast at giving up on dudes. Like Henrik Mkhitaryan.
We got Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah. And his dogs. I don't know if you know about this, but apparently his dogs are a big deal to him. They like hosted like a welcome party at Old Trafford for his dogs. When he first got brought over.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. France wins. Let's talk about how on this show I sat here at the beginning and I told you three teams essentially to watch out for. The team that I said would win it won. The team that I wanted to win it got third place, and my dark horse team finished second place. And you've been arguing for the past couple weeks about how...
I gave it to you now.
You had to.
Fox
Soccer
tweeted it. I gave it to you like a week ago.
Maybe. But overall, in your lifetime, where does this World Cup rank?
Oof. I only remember watching four, but I can't remember 06 that well.
Yeah, so like probably 10, 14, 10,
14
and now would be yours.
Probably top.
I would agree. Now, I'll tell you, I grew up in a soccer hating family, and it wasn't until I went to college in 2007 until I got into soccer. So 10, 14, and 18 are the ones that I judge upon. And I really enjoyed this one.
There was only one goalless draw.
There was only one goalless draw. There was relatively not that many 1-0 games. You know, no,
there's a goal in every game except France Denmark, mm-hmm. and you kind of knew that.
And
was
that was a wash.
A 0-0 because 1-1 first place, 1-1 to clinch.
I agree. Alex had no idea. All right. No. Anything else that you want to say on the World Cup, Alex?
Both teams played hard.
He's a Costa Rica fan.
I'm 1 point. Lost to my Serbian squad.
Lost to my Serbian. Those Italians played
good, didn't they?
Huh?
Those Italians played good, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you got past the ball to them.
Hey, they beat the U.S.
The U.S. is trash, man. I had this guy tell me the other day, he's like, watch out for the U.S. next go around. They're going to make a really deep run in the World Cup. I was like, stop. Okay, them and their Columbus Crew and New England Revolution players can just go take a seat, okay? I tried. After the final, they had the Seattle Sounders and the Atlanta United game on, and I was like, you know what? Let me just give it a whirl. Let's see what happens. And I made it like 3 minutes into the game, and I was like, I'm done. This is horrible. Brad Guzman or Guzan or whatever the heck his name. Yeah, get that nonsense out of here.
It's trash. Atlanta United's coach Barcelona. Not that long ago.
Cool. Like, stop. Martino. Like, okay, but just because you coach Barcelona that clearly has talent doesn't mean that, like, they're not going to turn their players into Neymar. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to turn their players into Messi.
Well, he turned
an
expansion team into the playoffs in their first year.
That's because the MLS is trash. Trash. Who is good?
Miguel Almiron's pretty nice.
Okay. All right. That's
He's pretty good.
The only reason why I know about him is...
Giovinco's pretty good.
Do you think that they could go play and be stars?
Giovinco, absolutely. I really do believe.
Do you think he could be a star in the Premier League?
He could be on one of the top 6-7 teams in the Premier League.
In Bundesliga?
Maybe not in the Premier League, but like in Serie A, for sure, he could be like a top 4 team. Remember, he was just a role player on Juventus not that long ago. He wasn't like a backup. He was a role player when he went to Toronto. Almiron, I think he can go to like a mid-table Premier League team and star there.
He could probably be a star at Ajax.
Oh, I was actually just about to say Celtic.
See, so you get it. All right.
I was literally just about to say Celtic.
A lot of guys have blown up over the World Cup. You know, there's a lot of talk about different guys wanting to, like, that's the funny thing. James was the guy from the last go around, you know, where everybody wanted him after.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the bigger guys that I can recall, the Lozano guy from Mexico, Rebic.
And he's a beast.
From Croatia.
Lozano is a monster.
Yeah, Rebic from
mm-hmm.
Vida. Vida, who I was talking about, I was like, yo, that man's had a great... He's probably getting up there. He doesn't look all too young.
Yeah,
but...
I don't think he'll go anywhere, if you ask me.
Yeah. What else? Who are some other people? Whatever. Alex, are you ready for MLB talk?
Sure.
All right, so... Yesterday... it was reported that the Orioles had a handshake deal with an unknown team. A lot of people came out and said they thought that was the Dodgers. I also read articles yesterday that the Phillies and the Milwaukee Brewers were still pressing hard. They're pressing hard. Now, we're going to report this like it happened, because as of the recording right now, it's not official, but it has come out that the Orioles are going to be trading Manny Machado to the Dodgers, which means, and that makes me happy for a couple reasons. One reason is because of what he did to our team this year, I want him to have to play third base.
He's not going to play third base in LA.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
Because Corey Seager is hurt. They said they're just going to...
But when he comes back?
He won't be with the Dodgers next year.
Machado?
Yeah.
No. You don't think you have a chance of re-signing him? Why would they give five prospects, allegedly?
Right.
I have a feeling we're going to get like two and a hot dog. I really do. I here's the thing. Yesterday when they were saying that they didn't want to do it because they didn't want to – they wanted Manny's focus of being an Oriole at the All-Star game and they didn't want the talks of this anywhere.
You know what would have been the funniest thing if he got hurt?
No, what would be the funniest thing is – what would be the funniest thing is we haven't heard anything yet, right? So what the funniest thing will be, and this is totally Orioles, right, is they kind of renege on the deal and then they're like, what do the Phillies and the Brewers have, right? And then the Dodgers are like, whatever, and they go get someone else. And then – the Phillies are like, nah, and then we end up with, like, two prospects from the Brewers and an additional Gatorade cooler. You know, like, I really feel like the Orioles are trying their hardest to find a way to screw it up. To me, I don't care that he played last night and that he was – the focus wasn't on him being an Oriole last night. Now, granted, I didn't really watch the All-Star game last night.
It wasn't at all. But they interviewed him. I watched it. They interviewed him. Ken Rosenthal interviewed him in the middle of the game talking about, like, you're ready to be a Dodger.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was far from him being it. Like, I think the writing was in the wall. He was taking selfies with Matt Kemp.
I saw that. I saw a picture of that. I saw the weird getup that he wore on the red carpet or whatever, which is just like, okay, right. Cool.
The MLB Twitter account was tweeting like him with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like,
look, hey, I'm fine. Get him out of here. All right. Like, let's move on. And if the Orioles somehow were able to get five prospects in this deal for a half year rental, bravo to them. Bravo to them. Who knows? Our farm system sucks. They'll probably ruin at least three of them, but if.
You can't ruin UCNL Diaz. If UCNL Diaz is in the deal.
Bro, we can ruin people. Don't challenge the Orioles on that. They will challenge accept. Hold my beer. That's what the Orioles will tell you.
UCNL Diaz is a freak.
That's cool. But again, look, all right, do you want to go over all the people that the Orioles had in their farm club that didn't pan out, that went on to have better careers elsewhere, starting with Curt Schilling? Which I'm fine with Curt Schilling leaving because he's a nutbag. But
real American.
Yeah. Arrieta. They don't. You know, like if you look at, okay, Scope and Manny, cool. Right? But everybody else on the team that's good has come through a trade. Other than, I mean, Gausman, I guess, and Bundy. But, like, that's relatively recent. I'm just saying.
Do you think Hunter Harvey's damaged goods?
Probably. I think he's probably done. I mean, to me, where I understand them being cautious with Dylan Bundy, I would have been the exact opposite with Hunter Harvey. I'd have been like, come on, bro. You know, who cares if he gets to the league by the time he's 30? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, at that point, I don't know. I'm glad he's gone. I hope they got a worthwhile deal out of it. If they end up getting five prospects, my main question is, what could we have gotten from the Dodgers or another team last year, last off season, the year before? Like, you know, I just think the Orioles have completely butchered everything about this. And if they end up getting five prospects, cool, but what level are those prospects? You know, like,
right,
are we gonna get the Yusniel, whatever his name is,
LDS?
You know, I mean, word on the streets was that Puig was considered in the deal until he got injured, and it's like, do
they,
I really
said,
want Puig
Logan
right
Forsythe
now?
Might come back, yeah, to even out, which that would be fun.
And then on top of that, in my opinion, the Orioles are not done.
Oh, definitely not.
That's just
not
the first.
Definitely not.
Britton's got to go. Adam Jones got to go. If someone will take Mark Trumbull,
Brad Brock will probably go.
If someone will take Jones off of us, in my opinion, we got to get rid of Scope.
O'Day would have been a trade candidate had he not got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, I really want this whole team to be gone. Like, and let's bring up the turds and let's trust the process. Let's give the turds a chance to shine. What's it matter? We got to go full blown Astros, okay? Because guess what? We tried to compete
4 years in a row.
We tried to compete this year. We tried to compete this year, and we're gonna lose 100 games. So like,
you might break the record.
Oh, I think we will.
No, you're not as bad as the Royals. They're probably gonna break the record.
No, they're worse. They have a worse record. We are the worst team.
I just checked yesterday. The Royals are the worst team in the league.
Your mother's the worst team in the league.
Look it up. I'm pretty. Right now. I know it's really close, but the Orioles. I don't know the Royals' record. I know the Orioles are 28-69, which is
it's bad.
41 under.
Royals are 27-68. Is that correct?
27-68, 280. Yeah,
same record then.
Okay,
it's their winning percentage is 284. Ours is 289.
So by winning percentage, the Royals are worse.
You're right.
Yeah.
Fair.
Run differential, they're worse too. Oh my God.
And the Royals won the World Series just 3 years ago.
Right. Well,
when that guy Alex Gordon showed no class for baseball.
Exactly.
Well, Royals though, Mike Moustakas is absolutely going to be gone. They'll definitely trade him. He's like the Machado, so of their team, just not as good.
So you watched the All-Star game last night?
Yes.
You do like All-Star games, don't you?
Did you watch the home run derby?
I did.
Oh, what? How clutch was it?
Back. Did they have Berman on there again?
No, Berman's gone.
Oh,
too many sexual harassment allegations. They had to cut too many checks.
Bryce Harper was pretty clutch though last night.
Ouch. Last night or the home run derby?
Home run derby.
Then let's not talk about it. Why do we care, okay? First off, he desecrated the United States flag using a bat and those socks. Then he looked like a member of Cobra Kai. Like, his headband was terrible. The DC flag is one of the ugliest flags ever. It's like... The DC flag looks like it belongs in a third world country. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially the Polish flag with three stars. None of that does it for me. You can't tell me that. Okay, it may have ended up being exciting, right? But you couldn't tell me looking at that lineup of home run derby guys, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, there are a lot of because I watch baseball, like we all watch baseball almost every day.
Yeah.
But unless you're like a complete like into it, a lot of the guys you probably haven't heard of. The natural baseball fan doesn't know who a Jesus Aguilar, Muncy.
And Muncy had a cool story.
Was
Baez was in it, right?
Yeah, Baez. I think Baez is a little.
He's more known because he was on the Cubs team. He had a decent World Series when they won. You know, I get that. But
he actually had a horrible World Series.
Well, I mean, he was a focal point in the storyline. Not necessarily decent, but like people talked about
him. He struck out every at bat in the World Series.
And he wore the little snow thing during the World Series. He was one of the ones that covered up predominantly all of his body. Yeah. That's what I remember him as. I remember him. He's second base, right?
Second base, shortstop. Yeah, he plays second for them.
But yeah, you know me, I hate All-Star games. I do think the MLB All-Star game is...
It's definitely the best one.
By default.
It was a pretty good game yesterday.
I know.
It was.
I don't know. No. You know,
Joe Jimenez pitched an inning in a third.
Cool.
Yeah. Relief pitcher for the Tigers.
Yeah, how exciting was that, Alex?
Totally exciting.
Were you like, last night when you were like, oh my God, it's going to extra innings.
They're going to bring in
They should have a home run derby instead of extra innings.
They already have a home run derby.
Nah, but they should like, you know, send your guys up. Let's do this.
Penalty pitch.
A penalty pitch. Yeah.
Penalty
anything
pitch.
To make it more exciting.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? In a couple years they're gonna go
penalty
and,
pitch.
Yeah, in a couple years they're gonna go and have team captains and they're gonna draft. Oh my God,
yeah,
these
fantasy.
Guys are playing on the get that look. Give them a check, give them a break, but I don't need any of that. I don't need any of it. I hate the home run derby and what it's become. It's terrible. And in the All-Star game, I just have no interest.
Home Run Derby's not terrible.
Oh, it's atrocious.
Come on, man.
It's horrible.
How's it horrible?
Because I don't care. First off,
that doesn't make it horrible though.
Dude, it's bad. It's like let's. It's batting practice. Like, just go watch batting practice. I don't care about, let's throw you these little whatever, and then you got Bryce Harper looking like a clown up there, and then 9 out of his last 10 swings, he hit home runs, and then on extra time, yeah, I don't know. I don't care. No one is going to remember that Bryce Harper won the Home Run Derby in 2018 other than National fans 10 years from now.
We'll see.
Where was the All-Star Game 10 years ago?
New York.
Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium.
Yep. So in 2008, it was Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
Who won?
American League.
You are weird, bro. Who won the Home Run Derby?
Justin Hamilton.
No, Justin Morneau.
Really?
Yeah. Hamilton was membered, but Morneau won.
Okay. Yeah, because Hamilton went and smoked a little crack in the dugout in between exactly. the rounds.
Snorted cocaine.
Josh Hamilton won one derby.
No, he had that big round that time.
But yeah.
Remember, they like it's because like it doesn't carry over.
They changed the rules,
right?
Yeah, and they're like
that's fair. Yep.
Bryce Harper was trailing by 9 going in the final round, and then he rang off 10, and he goes down in ages. Like hearing them talk about that, like go kill yourself, okay? Like, and I know that's mean, but like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Does it matter? Are you going to sit here and be like, man, my life is significantly more significant? Because no one cares. Like,
it's not that. It's a fun thing to
and
watch.
You're weird, bro. Like, that is weird.
What?
You won't sit down and watch one soccer game, but you can tell me who won the Home Run Derby 10 years ago, and you can tell me where the game was. Like, come on.
Okay, it's easy to figure out. 2008 was the last year at Yankee Stadium.
I don't care about that.
What?
But just because you don't care about it
doesn't mean you don't remember it.
Right.
I don't care about it either, but I remember it.
You clearly care about it, bro. That's weird. No. He just does all these little trivia things that has him hold on to weird stuff.
Step your sporkle up.
Step your sporkle. That's the... 15 years ago, where was it?
That was 2003.
He can do that math that quick, but if I ask him what date Sunday is... Okay, 2003, where were we?
I don't remember that one.
Oh,
who was that? Was that the one that tied? No, that was the year before.
That's so weird.
You don't remember the when they tied the All-Star game and everybody got pissed off?
I
remember when they tied.
I can't tell you what year it was.
It was 2002. Robert Fick scored the game-winning run.
I don't watch All-Star games.
The one Detroit Tiger representative.
I don't watch All-Star games. I just don't. I
didn't, but I still remember.
Energy and time. The only thing I remember from that game is them walking over to Bud Selig and Bud Selig being like, y'all can go home now.
Telling you, man, ratings too. Ratings actually went up.
Also, if you're an Orioles fan, you shouldn't have watched the All-Star game because it should have been in Baltimore this year. And because the MLB wants to take sides and be a bunch of little sissies about the fact that the Nationals signed a bad contract, but they still signed it.
You know where it is next year, the All-Star game?
Cleveland?
Yep.
Oh, cool. LeBron's going to throw out pitches to whoever they have going for the Home Run Derby.
Josh Tomlin will probably be the batting practice. She should be the Home Run Derby pitcher.
Nah, it will be LeBron. Who's going to be hitting for your team, you know?
Jose Ramirez will absolutely be in the Derby next year.
All right, I feel like we wasted enough time talking about this stupid stuff. Universal DH rule seems to be imminent. Except
really?
Manfred said that, Tony Clark came out and said that a lot of players are becoming more accepting of it and they think it will happen. And then Manfred said, we haven't had talks about this yet. It's going to happen. It's going to be a sad day in baseball history.
It's
going to be one of the worst things to happen.
So now National League's going to have a DH.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep.
What's wrong with that?
Pitchers should hit.
See a pitcher hit.
in both leagues. They shouldn't have a DH.
They shouldn't have a DH. I'm sorry.
That actually saves pitchers' arms.
This is the problem. This is the problem. People think that David Ortiz was actually a good baseball player, right? And that's not true. And do away with the DH. Well, we're going to have more
I'd rather see a DH at bat than watch like a pitcher hitting like 100 for the year.
I actually might disagree with that. I think it's hilarious to see some pitchers hit.
Who wouldn't
want to see Bartolo Colon hit?
Dude, I love Bartolo Colon. He had a secret family. I don't love that part about him, but that was hilarious. He lived in New York and he had a secret family. That's just amazing to me. To me, one of my most memorable moments of going to a game ever was I went to a Nats game back when they were at RFK Stadium and Levon Hernandez hit a like 2-run bomb. It's a good. What's wrong with that? Why are you hating on the National League?
I'd rather just it helps the team if they get a DH.
What about Dontrelle Willis? No, it's not strategized better. It's strategized easier.
Not to mention, some pitchers can actually hit.
Yeah. Dontrelle Willis, man. He's a modern-day Babe Ruth.
He can pitch.
Zach Greinke can hit. Madison Bumgarner can hit. Jake Arrieta can hit.
Madison Bumgarner cannot ride a motorcycle, though.
Yeah.
But not many athletes can. Not many athletes can, to be fair, Kellen Winslow.
Aww.
He was better than his dad at running his yap.
Oh, he's got more things to worry about now.
What's going on with him?
You haven't heard about it? The new stuff?
No.
A bunch of women accused him of raping?
Oh, that kind of seems legit. And not like the seems legit memes, like where it doesn't seem legit. That seems legit. He's an entitled little tight end, thinking that his dad was going to make him... His dad's name was going to make him a Hall of Famer.
He's a soldier, though. Remember that video?
Yeah. Clown. Hopefully our judicial system gets him if he's guilty and not treat him like all these other guys that actually are guilty, but, you know, get Roethlisberger'd. I cannot believe he's had more strategy in the DH.
Yeah, get a guy with power.
There's more strategy in the pitcher. Hey, it's the sixth inning.
It saves the pitcher's arm. Get to preserve the pitch. They don't have to worry about hitting. They don't have to worry about running the bases. They can just worry about doing their job.
See, back in the day, there wasn't this sissy pitcher stuff, okay? Pitchers actually used to go out there and throw their arm to death. And they don't whine about, it was the sixth inning. I threw 95 pitches.
I don't know. I don't see the big deal.
I'm surprised. I know why.
Why?
One of the greatest DHs in the history of baseball.
Delman Young?
No. He was a pinch hitter.
No, Delman Young was our DH for a year.
But what about, what's his face? Edgar.
Edgar Martinez.
Yeah. He played, that's Mariners.
Your boy.
Yeah.
That's your boy, though.
You're thinking you of Victor Martinez.
Victor, oh, sorry. Okay. God. Am I right, though? You've made that argument before. You love that guy.
He was good for a while, then we signed him to a contract.
We had Victor at the beginning of his career.
Yeah, you got rid of him on his bobblehead day. Remember that?
Yep. Yeah, I loved Victor when he was at Indian.
Yeah, but
his last few years, he's been terrible because he's like almost 40 now.
Because he shouldn't be playing baseball because DHs are losers. I'm sorry, but come on.
So should James Harden and Chris Paul be DHs because they're losers?
All I'm saying is all DHs should go to... No, well, now either the Washington Wizards or the Houston Rockets. The Washington Wizards got the ultimate loser on their team, so.
Poor Dwight Howard, man.
Poor Dwight Howard for what? Please tell me for what.
I just wish he stayed in Orlando. Mm-hmm. If he stayed in Orlando, he never had this reputation of being a loser.
He'd always have the reputation of being a clown, and a lot of clowns are losers.
Feel bad for him, man. Just made one bad decision that changed his career completely.
One bad decision.
What?
One bad decision. What's the one bad decision?
Leaving Orlando.
Or what about standing up as coach? Or, I don't know, not getting along with Kobe Bryant? One bad decision. Or what about all the baby mamas he has? You know, I'm sure he's got some child support issues. He's a fan of snakes. Come on. There's a lot of issues with this man. And now he's going to D.C. That's a terrible deal as well. Because they were already losers. now they're just going to solidify your career. There's also a reason he's been on, what, like seven teams in the past? What, he's like the new age Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, you sure that's what, point being, what does it all come back to, though? Leading the Magic. If he stayed in Orlando, he probably would have had a statue outside Amway Arena. He probably would.
Who would want a statue in Orlando in general?
I would want a statue if I'm a famous player and played my whole career there.
Yeah, but you're a Cleveland fan, so you understand crap towns.
Oh, Cleveland's not a crap town.
Oh, my God. Here we
go. At least compared to Baltimore.
And their sauerkraut.
Their American food.
And American food.
Oh, my God.
It's not even close, man.
Anything else you want to say about the Universal DH? You and I are clearly against it. I don't know why you. You're weird.
It's silly that we have one half of the league adopted.
What,
the other.
What's an issue with that? What's an issue with that?
I agree with Alex on that.
When it's interleague play,
I think it should be pitchers all around. Right. I think pitchers should have to hit all around. But, I mean, I don't necessarily – it doesn't
– But I don't think it should be – like, I'll agree with Alex on this. I'd rather it be DH all around than, like, DH half and pitchers half. I do think, obviously, we both agree that it should be pitchers – both.
Yeah.
But I agree, like, because it does put, like, let's say the AL pitcher who's not used to hitting.
Yeah.
Goes to National League Park and has to hit. It does kind of create a sticky situation because they're not used to hitting. They could pull a muscle easily running the bases. Like Alex
this
said.
This is just, these are professional athletes, guys. But if Mo Vaughn can do it, Zach Britton can, okay?
Everybody's super protective of pitchers nowadays.
I don't care. Forget them.
So this will protect them more.
Dude.
That what they pitchers should be more protect. They should be super protective of pitchers by giving them more equipment somehow to avoid getting drilled by line drives coming
yeah.
right at them.
Yeah,
that's
we're
what
worried about
be
them
protecting.
Running the bases. Like,
that's what
these
they should be protecting.
Fragile little cupcakes. Ugh.
Snowflakes, if you will.
Snowflakes, if you will. All right. God. And the funny thing is they protect them nonstop. In the majors, but if you're in the farm system, they're just gonna kill you. Like they're like, whatever, you'll be all right. Rub some dirt on it. I am all for pitchers hitting, and I'm gonna be extremely upset. I've always hated the DH.
Poor Mark Trumbo, man, can't hit.
He's trash. Mark Trumbo's bad. He conned us. You know, he had a good year on a contract year, and then boom, haha. And now we got two of them. And I'll hate to tell you this. You know who I miss? And they hated him when he was in Baltimore. And I used to be a big apologist for him. But you know who I really miss? Mark Reynolds.
Oh, man.
I miss Mark Reynolds, man. You at least you knew what he was. He didn't try and con us. And he could play third. Better than anybody that we've tried to have play third this year. He doesn't look like he'd be able to play third. He doesn't look like he'd be able to play baseball.
He's playing well right now.
I know. He's Mark Reynolds. He's a legend. We should keep Reynolds. Should keep Cakes. Markakis. Do you want some more Cakes? All right, let's go to the NBA. I'm tired of talking about baseball and depressing things around baseball. Allegedly, I almost said something not right. Allegedly, and let's go see. Let's just see if it's official yet. Before, because I know it's pretty close to being official, but the Dodgers are still on the verge.
Yeah, I'm checking right now, too.
And I don't think it's official yet, but this Kawhi Leonard deal is going down.
This Kawhi Leonard deal, it's going down.
All right, well.
DeMar DeRozan called out the Raptors, too.
He did, and apparently Kawhi wants nothing to do with Toronto.
Right.
So, here's the deal. Do you think letting DeRozan go and having Kawhi for a one-year rental gives the Raptors a legit chance at winning a championship?
Of winning a championship, no. No one has a legit chance other
Agreed.
Than the Warriors.
Agreed. So why trade that? Because here's my thing.
I do I do think this, though. A city like Toronto, or a team like Toronto, that's had constant failure after failure, I do think this trade, their window's closing.
I agree.
I think this is the last year that they have a chance to compete. So I do think, obviously we all believe the Warriors will win, but there is a like a 1%.
Don't say it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying. I'm trying to hold out hope.
0.030. Yeah,
but for the Eastern, in terms of the Eastern Conference, I think this puts them on level with Boston, like 1A, 1B. I really do believe that. I think they could come out and win the East, but
I don't think they will.
I think them or Boston.
I agree. See, their window is closing. And see, that's the terrible thing, is like this LeBron move happens and then the Warriors move happens. And if you're Toronto, you know your window's closing, but you can't just openly go out and admit like, well, the Warriors are going to win the championship this year.
Right.
But I just think it's a bad trade for a 1 year rental, because I don't think Kawhi will stay with Toronto. So what's the point? You know, now granted, you get the guy who whines about people showing people up, you know, off your team, even though he showed people up in the Olympics, but that's besides the point. I've never been a DeMar DeRozan fan. I think he's a clown. I think he should be a Wizard.
Everyone should be a Wizard.
Or a Rocket. Or a Rocket. Either or.
DeMar DeRozan's a... He's not... Obviously, he's not a leader. I think he's a good player. I think we can agree on that. I do think the Raptors win this deal in a way.
Really?
I do. Because I think they needed to make a change. They weren't going to go anywhere with continuing to run it back.
Yeah, but they're going to have to break it down in a year.
That's fine. Who's going to beat the Warriors?
The Spurs already are starting on their rebuild when it doesn't matter.
DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge are not going to – that's not going to win you a championship. That's not even going to come
close. Oh, no, I agree. I agree, but they get a first-round pick in 2019.
From the Raptors, which is going to be very high. That's going to be, like, in the high 20s.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Toronto's always the king of winning regular seasons, and now that they got Kawhi, that just incentivizes it.
They need to bring Vince Carter back.
Still a free agent, actually.
He isn't retired?
No.
Nah, he was with the Grizzlies not too long ago.
He was with the Kings last year.
Sacramento Kings, where careers go to die. Why not? Live in California, you know? I'd want to go to, like, even though I hate the state of Florida, I love their policy on income tax, so I'd go to, like, either Florida or Texas. That's what
so
I thought.
You would go to Orlando.
No, I'd probably go to the Mavericks. That would be my number one choice. Shame on the Mavericks for allowing DeAndre Jordan to sign with them.
That's exactly what my brother said.
Shame on them. Seriously. Mark Cuban got so mad about that, but then you're going to give him all this money and he's not going to get
taxed. It's a one-year deal, though.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. At that point, no, you don't come here. You're not allowed here. You let yourself get kidnapped by a midget. You know, you're not allowed to say that anymore. It's 2018. You let yourself get kidnapped by a short guy. A height challenge. I don't know.
A Tyrion, if you will.
A Tyrion, if you will. Seriously, man. Like, come on. Come on. How do you let that happen? How do you let that happen? Shame. That's what I say. Shame.
It's interesting. It is interesting.
That's like T.O., right? At the end of his career, signing with the Ravens, right? Like the Ravens, if they were ever let T.O. come back to their team, it'd be ridiculous. Are you serious? He was here for a cup of coffee, literally, and then was just like, I'm not playing there.
Biggest diva in sports, man. T.O.
All right, well, we'll get on that in a second. Okay. We'll get on that in a second.
Now, okay, I was wondering why.
The Bulls, in my opinion, have made two terrible moves recently.
Ah, I see. I know.
They should have never matched the Zach LaVine.
I would agree with that.
And then I'm not big on Jabari Parker.
I'm fine with Jabari Parker, and I'll tell you why. I'm not saying I would do it, but yeah. It's not like, because one, he's a hometown kid. He loves Chicago. Two, it's a 2-year deal only. The Bulls in the next 2 years are completely rebuilding.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, why did they do either one of those?
Well, it's dead money that they have to. It's fine because if he's great, then you keep him.
Yeah,
it's an unknown risk. Like he was the number 2 pick.
Yeah.
So if he's great, you keep him. If not, doesn't work out by the time we're ready to start competing again, he won't be a part of it. So I think it's fine.
But Zach LaVine deal.
No, I wouldn't match the Zach LaVine deal. I agree with that.
You gotta let him go. I understand that he's just not worth that money.
Right.
It
would be classic Sacramento too, man.
Here's the saddest news so far in the whole NBA offseason. Tony Parker going to the Hornets.
James Borrego connection right there.
I just think he should have retired. Like, he's one of those guys that I understand in new age sports. You don't see guys like stay with the team and retire with the team.
Right.
But like, he needed to retire a Spur, man. And not that 10-day contract BS. Like, literally just be like, guys, I'm done. All right, I ruined my relationship with Eva Longoria, and I'm always going to be a clown for that one. You know? And then, like, I need to go. I need to go.
I think it'll be a solid backup. I do think it's kind of sad that he's not a Spur.
It's sad as, you know, it's like just watching that dog that, like, has arthritis in its hips, and you're just like, someone just needs to shoot it, you know?
I mean, he...
You disagree?
Not a little bit with that analysis, but...
Why? Yeah, maybe not shoot it, but, you know, kill it. Put it down. Be nice.
Rest it. Put it to sleep.
Rest it. Are you serious?
Put the sleep.
That's right. Better. All right. So last couple things. Number one, Rams signed Brandon Cooks to a 5-year, was it $80 million?
Yep.
It's a big deal.
It is.
It's a big deal.
They invested in him.
It's kind of messed up that my man Todd Gurley was just talking about how LeBron got $150 million and all he wants is 80. And then they're right. Like, hey, Cooks,
I didn't here's $80 million. That is funny.
Well, Gurley's a little misled, okay?
That is funny.
He's a little misled, right? Because there's 53 people on a roster in the NFL. There's only like 15.
Right.
And if you look at most NBA teams, you probably have 3 or 4 guys on that team making under a mil or one under 2 mil, definitely. And then the rest of the players are top heavy. It's just different. It's just way different. But we'll talk about that another time. The Cooks deal, I have no beef with it.
It's risky.
It's very risky.
I don't know about it. I don't know if I would have done that.
I think it's more of one of those, like...
How much is guaranteed? That's the real question.
I don't know. Let's see if I can find that real quick.
That's the real question.
I think to me it's more like, hey, fans, look, we're trying to compete. Darrell Revis retired, guys, just so I'll let you know. Let's see. How much you think it is? What would be your guess?
52.
Jeez. It won't say. You don't say. Wow, they only have about $2.29 million remaining in salary cap space.
Right.
Oh wow. Yeah, I don't think that's a good move at all now. Aaron Donald's done at the end of this year.
Right.
So they're going to have to make space for him. I don't know. I cannot find what his guarantee is, so we'll just say money. All right. So first question, and then we'll maybe touch, because we're running out of time, we'll maybe touch on the other stuff. What's your feelings on the Hall of Fame drama?
With T.O.?
Yeah.
I think he should be there.
Okay. Do you think that the Hall of Fame stooping to his level is correct on their part?
What do you mean by that?
They're not going to run a video for him. They're not even going to discuss him. They're just going to put his name in the program and ship a jacket to him.
Yes, I would. I do agree with that. I'm going to tell you why. Because I think he should just show up. Just be a professional and show up. No one's going to remember.
When has he ever been a professional, first and foremost?
That part of why he's one of the biggest divas in sports.
Okay.
But that's... no one's going to remember you weren't in on the first ballot. And
I think a lot of people will.
Well, now they will because he was making a big deal
out of
it.
I was always going to remember he should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. Hands down.
Of course. But now everyone thinks that. And now you're making it big. You're making it big. The Hall of Fame big. You're making yourself bigger than the Hall of Fame. That's not what you should do.
But the problem is that one of my beefs with both the MLB and the NFL Hall of Fame is that the people that vote on it think that their moral superiority, and they're all high and mighty about, well, you were kind of a jerk. I just, like, that bothers me. T.O., in no world, in all parallel universes, is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Facts. Hands down. He's top three wide receiver of all time in the sport. I don't know where people will argue. Some people will put Randy Moss over him. Some people will put him over Randy Moss. Everybody pretty much is Jerry Rice number one. But, like, his top three, first ballot Hall of Famer, hands down. And to show that level of disrespect because, yeah, he was a D-bag. But who isn't? Okay? Like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So do I necessarily agree with him not going? No, I don't. But he's still getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, and if he's not there, the Hall of Fame still needs to do a Hall of Fame job of showing at least a video saying, this guy's a Hall of Famer. And all these other Hall of Famers whining, Chris Carter being like, what? You can't even hold T.O.'s jockstrap, Chris Carter, okay? Let's be honest. You also violated NCAA rules when you were in college, so we really don't care.
Who doesn't violate NCAA rules?
Yeah, but he did it before it was cool, you know? He was like the hipster of... not only that, he came from like a relatively rich family as well, if you remember. So it was like, other people are poor, and you're just a greedy dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. Like, are we going to sit there... Is Ray Lewis a first ballot Hall of Famer? Did he potentially cover up a murder?
Right. Did he use deer antler spray?
Does he sit on his moral tower after allegedly being around a murder and be like, y'all need to find Jesus? You know, like, get the heck. I'm sorry, but like, so in my opinion, do I agree with him necessarily not going to the Hall of Fame? No. But do I think that the Hall of Fame has a right to be as petty? No, they've already been petty. They left him out of the first ballot Hall of Fame. And that means something. That means something.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between saying, I'm a Hall of Famer that I played back in the 50s, but now I'm in it on my deathbed wearing a mustard-colored suit jacket, right? And then being a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think that it's kind of BS that they have a cap on how many people can get into the Hall of Fame because they ended up with this back order of wide receivers. But did Randy Moss go first ballot?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well as he should have. Tia, and come on. You want to sit here and act like Randy Moss didn't have some off-the-field issues?
Of course Tio's
straight
the
cash,
first ballot
homie.
Hall of Famer. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah, but what gives the Hall of Fame a right to be that petty, and then he answers with pettiness, and then they sit there and try and answer with more pettiness? I think he's in the wrong, but I don't think the Hall of Fame is as in the right as people think that they are. Who are you? Okay? Like, let's be honest. Some of these journalists and all that write for the MLB and all the people that vote for these different spots do shady stuff. Right? You mean to tell me that if one of these reporters gets caught and gets a DUI, are they going to take away their right to to vote for the Hall of Fame or whatnot? No. So why can't T.O. be a bit of a douche? Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer. Unless you can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that all these guys that they... Jeff Bagwell didn't do steroids. Then you got to let them all in. You turn the other cheek. The MLB turned the other cheek. So because they turned the other cheek... Well, we need to build a wing and put an asterisk next to their statue. Shut up, okay? Like, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the people that run these organizations. They're ruining it. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has Run DMC in it. No sense! They did one rock song. I love Run DMC as much as the next bloke, but let's be real. They're not in the rock. They're in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. No, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And all those dudes do drugs. And they don't care. So maybe we should have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame people come over and vote for sports. The guy who left his ballot blank this past year because the steroids. I freaking hate them. He needs to be fired. You are paid to do a job and you can't do it. You know how people would I would kill to have the privilege to vote for the Hall of Fame.
Anyone would.
Yeah. And I'm going to leave it blank because these guys cheated the game. Okay. Yeah, like you have never accidentally revealed a source or never left a comma out. Come on, like you cheated the literary knowledge of the newspaper. Like, I'm done. I'm done. Like, get out of here. Am I right?
No, you're right. Where,
like, everybody sits there on their high tower, right, while they're doing messed up stuff in their own life and then are like, well, T.O., if I was in that position, and then you're in this position and you get caught with something crazy.
That's my Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
That's my quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. People are like, well, he planted at the star, and he did that, and he got his tail whooped because of it. So, like, even. You know what I'm saying? I just, first ballot Hall of Famer. T.O.B. Petty. All right, go to UT Chattanooga, had, like, whoever wants to show up there, be a jerk, fine.
Respectfully disagree.
All right. You can disagree. You can disagree. Now, before we end, because I went on a little bit of a rant that went way too long, do you think that there should be a category in the Hall of Fame for third down running backs?
Oh.
This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Oh, man, we aren't going to get to the CFL?
You can say it real quick.
What was it?
T.O.
Oh, that was it? Oh,
He's trying out with Edmonton.
Yeah, they have his rights, so they.
Edmonton's got some decent core receivers.
Yeah, okay. This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
CFL analyst Alex Baker.
Sebastian Merrick.
Third down running back.
Yeah.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.